So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and open our minds and our hearts to the beautiful vibration of Source, to the energy of love, to the power of the light that flows in and through and as all beings everywhere, seeing that grace, seeing that energy, seeing that power unfolding, knowing that the intelligence, the infinite intelligence of spirit is in everyone, everywhere. But sometimes we don't see it. And yesterday at the workshop in Washington, D.C., a guest posed the question, how did we lose our way? How did we stop knowing that truth of who we really are? And Abraham went on to explain in such a profound way. And I transcribed it this morning, so I want to share that at the beginning of this meditation, because they end up with a wonderful rampage. You were willing to join others on lower discs. This is an answer to the question, how did we lose our way? Abraham said, you were willing to join others on lower discs because of the content of the conversations. The subjects seemed to matter to you more than the way it felt. That's really a breakthrough for you, if you can hear it. If you will start thinking in terms of the vibrational content, which means in terms of the way it feels rather than in terms of its intellectual properties. In other words, we'll demonstrate this in a way that will annoy you, but you'll get it. So let's say you're having dinner with someone, some people around the table, and they're talking about a very current subject, and they are speaking about it. Nobody's feeling good. They're raising their voices. There's tension around it. There's a lot of complaining going on. So you don't want to go there because the vibrational content is taking you from alignment. So you try to change the subject. It's a really beautiful day today, you say. And they look at you like you're from another planet. Keep up, snapping their fingers with the conversation here. We're talking about something important here. So you listen again and it feels bad to you again. So you become distracted because you don't want to go there. And then you interject something into the conversation. Did I tell you about the wonderful thing that happened with my child last week? And they are annoyed that you keep changing the subject because they've chosen a subject. Oh, it feels awful, but it's the subject of the table. And you want to be at this table. Then you gotta join this subject. Otherwise, you look like a weirdo. That's what we're talking about. Most humans join the topic because you don't want to look like a weirdo, rather than sustaining the vibration of life that you were born to live. So the short-term conversation keeps winning out rather than the long-term sustaining of pure vibration, which then will lead you eventually into conversations and clarity and a whole nother set of people in another situation. In other words, you can talk about interesting things that feel good too. So that's what we mean by choosing the conversation in your own mind or in the conversation you're having with others based on how it feels, based on its vibrational relationship to who you are, rather than what's current in your society around the dinner table. And it's a little hard at first because people will often say to us, my old friends seem to be going away. And we say it isn't that your old friends are going away, it's that you are causing some separation between the active vibrational aspects of them and the active vibrational aspects of you. And in the majority of cases, once you sustain this higher frequency for a period of time, most of your friends will accidentally rendezvous with you there enough that they will start getting the hang of that high-flying place too. Some of them won't, but many, many, many of them will. And then they'll begin to discover what it feels like to really communicate when you're all turned on, tapped in, tuned in, tapped in and turned on. Talk about the mastermind concept. Talk about talking yourself into a frequency where you have access to infinite intelligence, which means you'll always know the path of least resistance, the path of most allowance on every subject you see. Talk about a joyful journey. Yeah, everybody's not ready for it, but plenty are. And if you focus on the ones that aren't ready, then you'll join them on their disc and you're not ready either. In other words, you just sort of have to accept that people are where they are and choose where you want to be based on how you want to feel, and then watch what happens. And we promise you, friends, this high-flying disc is not a lonely place. It's where the masters of your world have been, and it's where the most sophisticated in thought are. It's where the most meaningful conversations are. It's where the most fun is. It's where the best insight into the best stories are. It's where your source is all the time. It's where the children are and want to remain. It's where the majority of the beasts of the planet are. It's where you rendezvous with the true essence of who you are. To be in complete alignment with who you are and then step into an experience you've had before and have an experience seem like a totally different experience because your frequency has changed. It renews you in the world. People are often not on a high-flying disc and wanting to be. So they're seeking out experiences they believe will make them feel better. But the experience doesn't make them feel better. They travel around the world and they feel the same ornery way because everywhere they go, the external experiences cannot fill the void from the internal misalignment. So when you hear this and it makes sense to you because it resonates with you at your core, you begin practicing it and you begin noticing it. Then what you discover is you don't have to travel all around the world in places you've never been before. You just need to move around the world you've been living in for a long time in places you've never been before. Then you begin to discover the true personality of those you love. Then you begin to discover the true generosity of the people of your world. Then you begin to discover the true timing and intelligence of the people you work with. Then you begin to discover the true perfection of your interactions with one another because you found alignment with the vibration that is at the core of them too. And as you become the influencer from that vibrational stance and others begin joining you in that same vibrational place, now the experiences you are having are unparalleled. Now you've pushed the reset button. Now you're living in your world, but you're living through the eyes of Source. Now you're doing what you came to do. You're living joyfully and having happy, never-ending expansion and discovering the eternal nature of your being and liking every step along the way. And even finding yourself standing in a place where something you really want hasn't come yet, but you don't feel the absence of it because you know how it works. So you're feeling the eagerness of what's coming rather than the current reality that hasn't come. Once you start hanging around in this high-flying vibration, everything in your world will not just look different to you, it will be different to you. Because you'll be tapping into different frequencies of the same places, different frequencies of the same people, different frequencies of combinations. You have no idea how brilliant you are as a cluster of people until you've clustered on your high-flying disc. That's what's so fun about gatherings like this. So I'm grateful to Abraham for reminding us that our frequency changes everything. And the analogy they've been giving lately is that when you're flying at 20,000 feet, if what you want is flying at 50,000 feet, you can't see it from where you are, even though it's up there. And so as we tune our frequency on purpose, we find that we see totally different things in the world that we're already living in, because there's always something more at a higher frequency. And we never run out of this possibility for expansion. So let's just relax and breathe and do some practicing of coming into the vibration of Source. The vibration of Source is loving. The vibration of Source is appreciative. The vibration of Source is to see the positive aspects of everyone and everything. So I thought our meditation today could be a little bit of backwards positive aspects. Usually we look at a person and think of their positive aspect. But I think today it would be fun to think of a positive aspect and then think of a person, place, thing, a little furry friend or something that we've experienced that feels like that. So let's try some high-flying discs feelings and see if we can find those positive aspects somewhere in our lives already or in our memories. So let's begin with the positive aspect of humor and laughter and fun. Think of someone in your life who represents to you joyful humor, laughter, and fun. Someone who can see that delightful, quirky place of whatever it is that's happening. Might be the person sitting next to you right now. Or someone that you've encountered recently, or someone you saw on TV last night. We have the opportunity to find that positive aspect of humor somewhere in our lives. And then think of another time when you belly laughed until you could barely make a noise. And think about what it feels like to laugh that fully. And take a little more air in right now and maybe give a laugh. Contagious. And smiles are contagious. And think of someone whose smile makes your heart sing. Look into that grinning face. Perhaps this is someone you love or someone that you've encountered recently and you just were blown away by the beauty of their smile and the connection you felt when you encountered that smile. Oh, a smiling face is such a positive aspect. Think of the smiling face of a little child. Think of the grinning face of the Cheshire Cat. And the grin on the new moon as it rotates around the sky during the year and the season. Think about smiles. And think about how good it feels to smile. And all the endorphins that are rushing into your body as you smile and you laugh. And think about the fact that your body is designed to create the chemicals of bliss. As you laugh and you smile and you enjoy life and you appreciate the chemicals that allow your upliftment flood into your brain and your body. And the chemistry of your body is changed. It's healthy to laugh. It's healthy to smile. It's healthy to appreciate and love and adore. And we come into alignment with our inner being as we laugh and we love and we delight in life. And so what we're doing is we're amplifying the positive aspects of ourselves as we think of these positive aspects and connect with them in others. And so let's think of the positive aspect of beauty. Think of someone who is beautiful to you. Think of someone who is lovely to you. Think of some animal that is beautiful to you. Think of some place that connects you with beauty. Think of something that you find beautiful. And feel the vibration of beauty. Think of a smell that you find beautiful. Think of a taste that is beautiful to you. Think of a sound that is beautiful to you. Think of a texture that feels beautiful to you. We're just using our senses to connect with beauty. Connecting with the beauty of life. There is so much beauty in life. So much beauty all around us. Think of the beauty of our planet from space. Think about this amazing blue-green planet with the white caps glowing in space as a perfect vacation spot for spirits who want to incarnate. Just the loveliest place in the whole universe that we chose to be. A glorious garden of delights. And think about the most beautiful place you've ever been. And think about how you breathe the air there. And think about how you opened your heart there to how amazing this place is where we live. Think about the wonder that's out there all the time. Think about the beauty of the season. Right now it's fall. And think about the changing of the colors of the leaves. Think about the sound of the wind through the drying leaves and the rustle that you can hear as you walk through the woods and the dry leaves underfoot crackle. And see if you can remember jumping into a pile of leaves when you were a kid. Oh, that was so fun. Had to rake up the leaves, but then you got to jump in them and scatter them again and rake them up again. And when I was a kid, we got to burn the piles of leaves. Remember the scent of burning leaves or the scent of a campfire? And the taste of melting marshmallows and s'mores. Oh, there's just so many possibilities to follow as you come to a high-flying vibration. And then just pull the thread of that vibration and it takes you to such lovely places, such joyful experiences, such imagination and fun. And so now I'm in the Grand Tetons at a campfire and I can see the stars, a gazillion stars overhead. And the beauty of the mountains silhouetted against the starry sky. And smell the crisp air and the delicious smell of burning hardwood. And hear the crackle of the fire. And feel the wonder of all of these people on vacation who are so delighted to be in this exquisite national park. And imagine happy people in national parks and wonderful flowing energy of love that creates governments, that create national parks and fund them and open them and throw open the doors to the excitement of beauty that is unparalleled. Imagine this well-being. Imagine a country that we live in that knows how to do that beautifully, consistently, constantly. Imagine well-being in national parks. Imagine wonderful animals who are celebrating empty national parks and delighting in romping and playing in fun places in exquisite times and feeling surprised and delighted when all the people come back and appreciate them and love them. So I've carried myself to fun places, and I hope you've enjoyed this meditation, because it's time for us to finish up. So let's just breathe and relax. Move our necks and stretch our backs and wiggle our fingers and our toes and our nose, and just delight in the fact that we can feast on lovely vibrations that take us to amazing places and bring us thoughts that feel good. And we can have a conversation with ourselves like I just did. Anytime we want to, we can go someplace fun, and we can laugh, and we can love, and we can leapfrog positive aspects to better and better feeling places. I am glad. And so it is.